Okay, well, now it's time to find out if, once and for all, Robin and his friends, his band of merry men, have their lunch, which they've been waiting for quite a while. And hopefully, Robin Hood's feast takes place in today's programme. That's the episode of the title of the episode, Robin Hood's Feast. Robin Hood here. And the three yeomen conducted the knight along the forest ways to the oak where Robin awaited. As they went, they observed the knight was weeping silently for some great distress, but their courtesy forbade them to make any show of noticing his grief. That's the problem with all the sort of the knights and the chivalry and everything. It's all like, I'm a knight, I'm wonderful, I'm great, I can't cry. If I'm crying, you have to pretend you haven't seen me crying because I'm brave. I think it's all rubbish, you know what I mean? Right, anyway, let's continue. When the appointed spot was reached, Robin stepped forward and courteously greeted his guest with head uncovered and bended knee, and welcomed him gladly to the wild greenwood. Welcome, Sir Knight. I don't think Robin would talk like that, but never mind. Welcome, Sir Knight, to our greenwood feast. I have waited 3 hours for a guest, and now our lady has sent you to me. We can dine after we've heard mass. That's more or less Robin Hood's accent. It's true, it's true. The knight said nothing but, God save you, good Robin, and all your merry men. And then very devout for... Very devoutly they heard the three masses sung, not sure if that's literally, by Friar Tuck. By this time, others of the outlaw band had appeared, having returned from various errands, because Robin used to send his friends on errands quite a lot. He was very mischievous, wasn't he, old Robin? All his company sat down, finally, to a banquet as good as any the knight had ever eaten. That's the end of Robin Hood's feast. In the next episode, Robin converses with the knight.